We're yourhealthnow.com.
Politics as usual, or is it? We're going to dive into that during this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Hope your weekend is off to a great start. If it's not, you know what I say when we get to hump day. You're getting closer to the end of it, so that should make you smile, right? Another weekend of kicking back and chillaxing, hopefully, unless you're one of the thousands of Americans who are working two and three jobs just to make ends meet. So here we are at the crossroads of what I call water cooler buzz in your own backyard, things that happen in Washington that ultimately affect all of us, because after all, it is our wallet that's constantly being opened. I think somehow people forget that. We're the taxpayers. Yep, think about it. Every April, what are you doing? What's getting sucked out of your check every 2 weeks? Or if you're a business owner, what is it that you're ultimately paying? Mm-hmm. What is it that we argue about all the time? Taxes, of course. Absolutely, because it sticks in all of our crawls. So I have some good news, and I have some brutal news. The brutal news is that Greece could end up having a big effect on our economy. I know you're not shocked by this because we've been saying this, I think, for over a year now. But here's what's new. First, we hear happy days are here again. Ooh, it's a done deal. Yep, we got Sarkozy to agree. Angela Merkel, she's amazing. She's an angel, the German chancellor, because she made this all come together. But not so fast. Their government is on the verge of imploding yet again. And why? Because the people get to vote on the bailout. What do you think they're going to say? They're already furious with the stuff that they've had to endure and with what's being crammed down their throat. Chances are it's not going to go the way the people who put the bailout together think. The Greek Prime Minister, George Papandreou, fought off all kinds of criticism to win the backing of his cabinet ultimately on Wednesday to push ahead with the referendum that the government said would take place as soon as possible on a European Union debt bailout deal. So some of the party called for him to quit because he is jeopardizing the Euro membership that they want for his decision to call a popular vote. Because he said that, our stocks took a terrible tumble on Tuesday, after ending on a high note on Monday, ending up in October, some of the best numbers that we've seen in 20 years for an October on Wall Street. The cabinet support gives him kind of a little bit of wiggle room before a confidence vote in Parliament on Friday, if that all makes sense. What Papandreou is saying is the referendum would be a clear mandate and a message in and outside Greece on our European course and participation in the whole Euro thing. He had a 7-hour cabinet meeting about this. Now, also what's interesting is there are talks in France. There's a G20 summit of all the major world economies to push for that bailout deal to fly through, to just have it go. But whatever happens with this referendum, it's a huge gamble for Papandreou. And there's going to be weeks of uncertainty. Just when it looked like things were going to be okay, that it was calm. But shouldn't the people have a say? That's Papandreou for you. That's what he's saying. So this is what we're going to do. And I think it's going to be shaky, certainly through the week and probably beyond that. So that could change the fates and fortunes of a lot of people, including many of us in the U.S. So hang on, because the ride continues. All right, speaking of a ride, it's been a wild ride for the last couple of days anyway for Herman Cain, who's enjoyed surfing on some big waves for the last month and a half, because he didn't really dip after he did so well in that Florida debate. People were really embracing his ideas. Now, something's come out. The timing is interesting. The whole story itself is interesting when Politico dumped it out there on Sunday night, saying that there was two women who had to be paid off because he was being accused of sexual harassment. And when I say paid off, they were paid their salary. They left and they were paid their, one woman anyway was paid her salary for a year, which was $35,000. And this woman accused Cain of sexual harassment in the 90s when he was running a restaurant lobbying group that had started to have a lot of power because he built it up. And Herman Cain says it's frustrating and he's trying to address everything he can. This happened when he was with the National Restaurant Association, and he talked about that, you know, he didn't remember any of this stuff that happened and then started to recall things as he went through a few more interviews, and that things have been hazy for him. So support for him has remained pretty strong despite this controversy. In fact, he had his biggest fundraising day, somewhere between $350,000 and $400,000, on Monday, even after all of this was out there. But if the women speak publicly and they appear credible, then it could change his fates and fortunes, not to mention what happens along the way with these caucuses and primaries and everything else. And one of the women wants to come forward, but she's blocked by a confidentiality agreement, so she's hoping that they'll lift it and they'll let her be able to speak about that, and because she's saying through a lawyer that he's a liar and that it's not true what he's saying, because he's saying pretty much that it's on her, that it's on, you know, I don't know. He tries to stay away from it. He's just, you know, he doesn't know anywhere where there was money that was paid out. It's a situation of, it was a situation where they paid her the money, the salary. I think there's more to come on that one. More to come on Bank of America. How about that? They changed their minds. Here's Senator Dick Durbin.
Something significant has happened over the last several weeks. I hope it is the beginning of a trend. If you go to an ATM machine today and put in your card, at some point they will usually notify you what the ATM fee is, accept or not accept. I think that same disclosure should be made on swipe fees.
It should be made on swipe fees, but what's happened with Bank of America, because of the fact that we're all getting jammed by so many fees and people were pulling their money out of Bank of America saying, we'll just go to the credit union, we'll go to other banks, we're not going to put up with this $5 a month fee to use the debit card, forget it, then we're moving on. Now suddenly Bank of America reversed course and on Tuesday announced that they were not going to implement the $5 fee, monthly fee for when you broke out your debit card. And I think it may be too late, kind of like the lesson that Netflix learned the hard way. Once people bail, they bail for good. They're steamed when suddenly they get heaped more fees on top of fees. And I'm not so sure Bank of America has really plugged up the hole. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
KDD hanging out with all of you across this nation, except for those that are on the cots. Oh, I'm sorry. In Connecticut, it's got to be rough when you're just trying to hang out, hang on, because you can't go back to your house. You can't even get through those roads. And yet a dickens of a time getting to the gymnasium itself. School's still closed in some areas. And here this was not predicted to be anything big. But it turned out to be big in a lot of ways, with the high winds and the lines going down and some of the snow and the black ice. You know, this is going to drag on through next week. It's the storm, sadly, that keeps on giving, some of the nasty stuff. All right, the rest of the Republicans who are running for president aren't getting much of attention because Kane has gotten a lot of it over the situation of the sexual harassment allegations and the big story that broken Politico and people embracing him or people trashing him. Just in the court of public opinion, it's kind of all over the place. And the biggest debate on the Kane thing is truly, honestly, is he going to make it through and is he going to be the guy? Is he this plain speaker that has struck a chord with the people, and no matter what, he's going to be able to hang on unless there's some other wicked skeletons that dance out of the closet, but that hasn't happened yet at this point. So here were the other Republicans. Well, you know, it's the same cast of characters, because nobody's dumped out at this point. You still have Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry and John Huntsman. You know, it's the same people that you're seeing in all these debates, even though most of the attention continues to really go in the direction of Mitt Romney and Herman Cain and Rick Perry, and then a little bit Ron Paul. He definitely has loyal fans and followers. We say it all the time. I like Ron Paul, but in the category of electable, he's not. Why that is, I don't know. Because a lot of his ideas, if I'm strictly going by what he says and the fact that he doesn't flip-flop, you got to give him A's. And we all say that's what we want. Somebody who wants to look at balancing a budget, somebody who says what they think is right despite the consequences, it doesn't matter. They're just telling you, okay, here's what I would do. Here's what we need to do to get out of this financial crisis. Here's the vision I see for healthcare, and this is what I would work toward, and I won't budge on my particular promise. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but this is it. And that is really Ron Paul. He sticks by what he says, but he doesn't capture enough of the mainstream. I hate that word, but the mainstream people. He doesn't catch enough of them to make himself electable for whatever reason. Now, he could throw a real wrench into the works here by doing a third party deal, just flat out saying libertarian, boom, third party. And it's been suggested, and he hasn't totally knocked it down. It depends on if you're trying to read between the lines of what he's saying. I don't know. Would he do that? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that he'd be convinced by enough people that, oh yeah, you don't want to go out that way. You don't want to do that. Because you'll totally mess up the obvious opportunities for somebody to be able to maybe grab that if you end up doing it. So left on our list from that GOP forum, Michelle Bachmann and the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, talking about a couple of key things that we've been talking about for a long time here in America Tonight.
Steve Jobs recently said this to President Obama. He said, you're killing us with regulations. It's true. What I would do today, each state has a monopoly of insurance companies in their own state. I would get rid of that and let every American purchase any health insurance policy they want anywhere in the United States with no minimum federal mandates.
Getting Americans to work almost immediately is my goal. I want everybody to have more money, and my tax plans do that, and that's what American president needs to be doing.
All right, so regulations, taxes, all that kind of stuff, more money, music to the ears of most people. You start to play that tune when you're out speaking to people, and you're going to definitely get more than a smattering of applause, because this is what concerns so many of us. I say this all the time, so I don't want to sound like a broken record or somebody who's lived too long and becomes the preacher preaching, standing there on the box and saying, this must be what happens and here's what happens. But we keep seeing this cycle around over and over and over again. Name an election where we haven't been talking about taxes. Read my lips, no more taxes, 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 taxes. And it's what is taxing to our wallets, because you have high unemployment, lack of jobs, and a lot of frustrations, a lot of angry people, a lot of people getting divorces, being affected by the financial crunch, not paying bills, deciding on going bankrupt or foreclosing. You know, this isn't a few neighborhoods, it isn't a few cities, a few suburbs, a few country small towns. It's everyone in America. It's everywhere. Today I talked to somebody on the horn. Actually talked to someone. It wasn't tweeting or texting or any of that stuff, about going to an event, and they were saying how pretty much it was a talk show thing. They wanted everybody to come in on their own horse, so to speak. Saddle up your horse and come on over, and we're ready to roll out the red carpet, because, you know, the economy's tight. The economy is tight all the way around. I call them boasting parties. You know, when you go to these meetings, I'm sure some of you listening, whether you're Kenny in Alabama or Mark in New York or Sam in Connecticut, you know, people rope you in to go into these newcomer things, and oh, you wait till you hear what they're talking about, and especially if you're out of work or something, and you go, and the newcomer parties, they make it sound as though money is flying from the trees. They're making so much money, they just can't even gather it all up. They're leaving it on the books because they can't do it. They're just overwhelmed with business. Now, some people can claim that. Some people are in just this great time of their life where things are clicking. They have the right product. They have the right whatever it is that people want. But a lot of it is that boasting where it's really not true. And it's rampant because you don't want to look, you just don't want to look bad or appear weak. So I'm not going to say, geez, we really have almost no money. Christmas trees, we're going to go out in the woods somewhere, take an axe, swing it, and whatever tree falls, whew, that's our Christmas tree. And it is that bad. It really is. The American people, all of us in the same boat, we are trying so hard to row. We're just rowing. But you need a leader. You need someone to lead. And I say the person who is the straightest shooter, the person who will make a mistake and own up to it. Hey, it's not kosher. The people around me telling me I'm crazy, but I came up with this suggestion. It was wrong because we looked at it from different angles, blah, 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 whatever. And even though everybody claims that they are a straight speaker and no spin and everything else, you really, that's what you get. It's partially because of turf wars. Republicans, Democrats, you know, I got game, you don't have game. It's like the Giants and the Cowboys, like any rivalry, Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Politics is like that now. There's no gray area. Nobody's playing in between. You're either playing for one side, you're playing for the other, and that's it. We don't want to hear about it otherwise. And that makes for 2012, I think, pretty interesting. Those first couple of months, January, February, March, which will be here before you know it, as we have now made our way into November, it'll be interesting to see what emerges numbers-wise from the caucuses and from the primaries. Who are the people going to vote for, at least on the Republican side of things? Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Many of you know, since I've been doing America Tonight, probably what's nearest and dearest to me, honestly, is what we do for our veterans. I can't tell you how sad it makes me and how furious I get when, as I feel that so many veterans are just left out in the cold, and when they need help, it's just not there. We've had plenty of soldiers on. We've had many, many people who are trying to reach out with all kinds of different in different ways, whether it's for the guys and women who are currently serving or people that are just coming back. And this has been ongoing here on America Tonight. I'm sure there are plenty of other people that do that, to do talk shows and whatnot. So anytime we can highlight something that can help, we want to do it here, because there's so many that are returning. And of course, we know in Iraq, it's going to be a huge homecoming in December. What happens when they come back? How do they try to fit back into everything they left behind? It's very, very tough. So much so, we know that one out of every three combat vets, they feel isolated and think about suicide, and sadly, just too many have taken their lives because they feel like there's nothing there for them. So joining us on America Tonight, he's coming in from our virtual green room, Tim Belton, the guy who developed a device called Answer Ring to help answer the call when these vets need it, when they're feeling lonely and feeling like there's nothing that they can do. Hey, Tim, thanks so much for popping on the show.
My pleasure, Kate.
So first of all, I understand that you are an architect. So how does an architect come up with this device called Answer Ring? What was the catalyst for driving you to do something to help veterans?
Well, like a lot of other Americans, I've seen the problems that these folks are having coming back, and I realized when I got looking at it that I developed a tool called the Answer Ring, which could be applied to combat veterans, and it's a very unique little educational device. It's a physical wheel type thing that mm-hmm. you hold and you turn some tabs on it, and you basically describe your own mental condition, essentially. You self-describe on the front of this device. And within about 2 or 3 minutes, typically it takes, a vet is able to describe his or her issues, the main problems they're having, what they're thinking about it, what they're thinking about doing, and sort of a reflexive fourth issue, until they have very quickly developed a little scenario. There are 117,000 different scenarios that can quickly be that can be laid out on the front of the thing, and then you flip it over, and it has some very 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 specific to the particular scenario that you've dialed in on the front is comes up on the back. So you have the ability to read very quickly and very easily something that is an analysis of what you've just said about yourself, and it gives you a suggestion as to where to go for immediate help. The idea that help is even relevant, the idea that help is even available, and it's specifically for people who have not been able to figure out what's going on with their lives after they've come back, and it's also for the families of those same people.
Because it's very hard to talk about that, right?
It's very hard. There are a lot of places you can go. There are a lot of really good websites. In fact, we have a bunch of websites recommended on the back of the answering, and we have some really great download apps that are available for free from the VA that are on the back of it also. But the issue with all of those types of things is that they are electronic, and they're therefore theoretically, technically traceable. Not that anybody is going to, not that anybody really cares, but there's a good deal of concern and outright paranoia that Big Brother is watching somehow, and that a person's career or a person's other issues is going to be affected by the fact that he or she has looked for some help in mental health issues.
Yeah.
And there's no way of tracking anything when you've dialed this little thing on the answer ring. In fact, when somebody gets handed it and they hand it back, frequently they'll scramble the tabs so you can't actually see what they looked at. It's very private. They don't have to talk to their spouse or their girlfriend or their anybody. It's just something they can do on their own when they feel like doing it.
So when you put this together, and the answer ring, by the way, you have other answer rings for other things, just people dealing with life in general, men, women, relationships, that kind of stuff.
There's one out there already available, and there's one in development. But the one that we're really concentrating on that I have my true passion about is this one for the returning OEF, OIF combat vets and their families.
So when you put it together and you have all this information, turning the wheel, the scenarios, as you said, the different scenarios, and there are so many of them, who did you talk to find out those scenarios? How'd you lay it out?
It basically comes from psychologists with the Veterans Administration. It's data that is known to them that basically covers the primary issues that combat vets have. The issues of, issues like sleeplessness, having adrenaline rushes, things they do to their families or they feel their families are doing to them, flashback issues, concern over having survived when their buddies were killed or hurt in combat. All of those kinds of things from essentially extracted from VA sources.
Yeah. After you put this together, Did you, you know, have you, do you know, and I guess that would be hard because this is what we're saying, it's so private. I would be curious to hear what some of the vets had to say because I think it's just a great idea. I know that that's the problem. Nobody wants to talk about it, and then it's too late, and somebody couldn't, a family member couldn't really break through, and there wasn't the right kind of help that they could get at the VA. They just weren't willing to speak freely about what was going on. The if somebody wanted to get it, have you had any reaction so far? Because I'm sure a lot of this is brand new.
Yeah, this thing is brand new. We've been really looking at the National Guard pretty heavily because they have a 30-60 90-day program of getting people to come back because you're not done when you're done with the Guard on a deployment. They still kind of have you, and so they can get people to come back. This thing has been all the way to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, actually, and all the way down to family readiness groups called FRGs that don't have typically two nickels to rub together.
Right.
What we're trying to do, basically, is even though the times are hard for everybody, we're trying to get either the military itself, which would be the ideal venue, the U.S. Senate, even or smaller groups like church groups or National Guard units or what have you, who want to buy enough of these things to get them out to the vets and their families. Sometimes people are saying, "Well, gosh, it seems like it really costs a lot of money." It's they're available for like just under $20. An individual purchase and down around 17 for mass purchase by the military. And it, you know, basically less than it costs for a t-shirt that says, "I support our troops." This is something that you can actually do to help, really help people. These guys are having wrecks of lives right now, day in and day out. And I don't know, it's just my passion to get this thing out and really help them. We have a very few situations. There are only about there are probably less than a thousand of these out there. But we have already had a couple of situations that we're trying to get verified in writing, where a mom was given the answer ring by a friend, and the mom was even unsure about it. Said, "Well, is this some sort of official thing?" And the friend said, "No, it's not. It's just for your son." And the mom gives it to the son, and the son is very wary of it. But finally takes it and says, "I'll look at it when I get a chance." And some time passes, and the mother's more and more worried about the son. And finally the son says, "I'm going to check myself into a VA hospital. I think there's a way I can maybe beat this," and the mom told the person who was telling me about this, who's a retired military person, that basically she said, "If it weren't for this answer ring, my son wouldn't be here now."
Wow.
And, so we have, it's one of those things that, and the people were so concerned about this getting out that they said, "We will never tell you the name of the mother and the son. We ask you never reference the town even that
right.
this happened,
right.
or where the son went." I said, "I'm not going to touch this. Don't worry. But we need to know this, and somebody has to give it to me in writing." So
sure.
Very slowly, we're getting it in.
Good.
We're getting this stuff in.
Sure. You're getting in some testimonials. Like, that's a pretty powerful one that somebody actually said, "Oh, okay, I think this is what I need to do." I think the proof is in the pudding for sure. And I hope a lot of people paying attention, listening to this, go to theanswerring.com. Maybe your church will sponsor it, and more people will be able to get these things and will help some vets. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Bye.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with Instafire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. Instafire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. Instafire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at Instafire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Oh, this is one of my favorite segments that we've been doing. It's called It's Your Business, because so much of the country is made up of individual businesses. What did I say? 90% of the United States is made up of small businesses, which is 500 employees or less. And especially lately, we've been talking about the restaurant business. There's this great place, because I love Mediterranean food. It's called Mama Pita's Mediterranean Grill. The concept is great. It's not where you sit down and order the food off the menu. It's where you go through the line and get to pick out what you want on your pita. Do you love that or what? I've never heard of that before. Bechera Farhucci joins us now. And Bechera, I'll tell you, I've never heard of anything like this until I came across Mama Pita's. What was the idea behind setting up a Mediterranean grill where you could actually go through the line and pick out what you wanted?
Well, you know, first of all, Kate, thank you for having me on the show. It's actually very interesting. The reason behind that new concept, if you want, or the way it's set up in a different way is just because, you know, today my biggest competitor is people being scared and people being intimidated by the food. So just the fact that, you know, the line concept will basically allow you to see what is it that you're going to have on your plate, as opposed to going to so many other Mediterranean restaurants that are around that have everything on a menu, and it can be intimidating if I tell you you're going to eat something that you can't even know how to pronounce. So this way, at least you know how it looks like before it gets into your plate or into your pita bread.
I love that. You can't pronounce it. You're right. People would look at it, well, what's this? And you struggle with it. And you probably have that. There's got to be some funny moments. The good thing is, also, too, is that Mediterranean food is healthy. A lot of it is healthy, as you know, Pichero. A lot of people are worried about calories now. We talk about that on this show. And so do you find that you're, you know, whether it's grilled eggplant or, and that's a dip, or a chickpea dip, that kind of stuff with the vegetables and whatnot, do you find that that's appealing to people, too, because you offer on your menu something that's low calorie?
Yes, it's actually very appealing, and the way we do it here at Mama Pita at the Shops at Legacy in Plano, the way we do it is we do everything from scratch. That's on top of it all. So you have nothing canned, nothing processed, nothing with preservatives, except the pickles, because obviously we can't pickle them in the house. Other than that, I mean, you have, you know, a healthy meal today can be a bad perception of being a low in calorie. However, it's also, you know, a good diversity of different nutrients that you should have into your body. So it can be good carbs, it can be proteins, it can be vegetables, and this is what makes Mediterranean food, you know, healthy. It's just a mixture of this, of those nutrients that makes it a healthy, full, complete meal without it being, you know, high in calorie.
When we first jumped on the air with you, I said, this is a segment we do. I have a lot of fun with it. It's called It's Your Business, and mentioned that so much of what we're seeing in the United States is entrepreneurs, people that start their own businesses, whether it's restaurants or something else. What was it like for you to jump into the restaurant business? What made you go in this direction, in other words, Bechera?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned it. You know, going into the restaurant business is just as if you take a seawater fish and you put it in a river. it's a big difference. I mean, I've been around in corporate America. I mean, I've worked in big consulting companies, you know, taking the plane every week, three times sometimes, you know, traveling overseas.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, moving into the restaurant business was a complete change in terms of how to deal with people, the type of people you're going to deal with, and first of all, when it comes to your employees and the people you're going to work with every day. It's a big challenge because everyone comes from not only a different background, but also understands things differently and is motivated by different things. So, you know, when you work in a company, typically you have people that are more or less in line as to, you know, where they come from in terms of, you know, background and studies. And what is it they're aiming for? In this industry, it's very different. It's way more diverse and a bit more challenging to deal with.
Yeah, I love that you're, by the way, working while we're doing this interview. It just shows you that here it is. It's your business. It really is your business. So are you in the thick of it, right? You're there. Are you there every day watching what's going on or making sure everything's okay?
Well, I'm there every day. That's for sure. You know, I don't take a day off. And it's not mainly making sure that everything is fine, because eventually, you know, the people that work with me are able to do it right. But, you know, there's always this day that, you know, where things go not exactly how it's planned, and they need an extra pair of hands.
Yeah.
So this is what I do specifically. I mean, I am there not making sure everything's right as much as, you know, making sure I give them another set of hands when they need one.
Yeah.
Because no one comes into work thinking, okay, today I'm going to serve bad food. They all want to come in thinking, you know, all right, today I'm going to have a nice day. I want to prepare something that tastes good, and I want to have fun when, you know, customers come in, and today they want to try something different than what they tried yesterday. So
yeah,
they always need a pair of extra hands, and this is what I do mainly when I work with them.
Do you like doing this a lot better than your corporate job?
Actually, to be honest with you, I was great at my corporate job. The only difference is that, and I liked my corporate job. When it comes to this one, you change the word like to love with five O's. This is the difference. So,
wow, what a great way
I do it right now, I just love it. Before, I used to like it, and it was to be great. Now I love it, and it's great. So.
Yeah, what did you say with five O's? You love it?
Yeah, I love it with five O's.
Yeah. See, that's something that people across America listening to this can relate to. Here's what the difference is. It's riskier. You jump in. You try to keep your eyes open, but it's your baby. It's all of yours, and you're totally involved versus when you're working for somebody else. There's a big difference with that. What's your goal for Mama Pita's? Do you want to open more shops?
Our eventual goal is to open another shop maybe this year. I try to keep goals very simple and small. The goal is just to make sure that this one is actually doing well, and opening another one within coming 6 months or 1 year. That's the goal right now.
Well, I think we can learn something from that. Simple and small. I need to take a page out of your book. Sometimes I think I have giant goals, and then you try to tick them off, and it's too difficult. All right, before we let you go, what's your most popular sandwich? If somebody came in, what's the most popular thing they seem to gravitate toward?
Well, you know, we have two main popular items, and those are going to be different than your typical grilled chicken or your typical, you know, grilled steak, because you can get this everywhere. It's going to be falafel. I'm not sure if you have heard of that. Falafel
yes.
is a completely vegetarian option with garbanzo beans or chickpeas. So that's one of our specialties. Also, we also have a lamb kebab that we do. It's very similar to gyro meat. It's just, you know, it's grilled on a char grill, so there is more smoke to it and less fat in it. So it's all good, and those are our two best options. You can also get, you can always get the chicken, which is also divine at Mama Pita. It's also very good, but I would recommend either the lamb or the falafel.
All right. Sounds good. I'm hungry now. Bichar Harfuchi, thanks so much for Mama Pita's. Good stuff. Good information. I like that. Simple and small. We can all take a lesson.
Thank you, Kate. And I hope I can see you here at the Shops at Legacy having lunch tomorrow.
There you go. I'm coming in. Thanks, Bichar.
All right.
You got to love that. Somebody who's passionate about what they're doing. Leaving a good corporate job to take the risk. You know that saying that I like, leap and the net will find you. Well, speaking of leaping, it was not a good day on Wall Street. More of that fear about what's going on with the European bailout or rescue plan. You could feel that negative news in the stock markets hit very, very hard. The Dow was down 248. The Nasdaq was down 289 and the S&P 279. Interesting, because we finished October on actually a high note. So in the end, you know, 297 and what did I say? The S&P, if you want to look at the points, sank 35 points, and the Nasdaq being down. Not great. Not great news. Not a great way to open November, certainly. But that's what's going to happen. You look at the Eurozone and what's going on with the dollar, and that's what you get sometimes. So we have rough Monday, without a doubt.